I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. This year's presidential race has been full of personal attacks and low blows. So I visited Hamden High School to see how students are learning about politics and how this election is affecting their lives. As the kids pour into David Koss's AP Government and Politics class, conversations have already started. But before they get down to business, Koss's computer dings. A student points it out to him.
What's up?
Your computer.
My computer's talking? Okay. Could be, it's probably, who's hacking into my computer? The Russians, right, as we learned last night, okay? Me and Vladimir Putin, right?
Koss's dry humor is a constant presence in his class, and so are the front page newspapers that dangle from a wall, noting points in history, starting with the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. It's the day after the last presidential debate, and it's time for a debrief. Koss wants these 15 to 17-year-olds to know what issues the candidates discussed, and he asks students to identify one issue each candidate handled well and one they handled poorly. Pencils hit the paper, and a few minutes later, the discussion starts. They talk about all the points you'd expect them to hit: women's rights, immigration, racial tensions. They all agree that this election and the debates have strained relationships. One of the most frustrating things for student Rhody Conway is that even when he's talking about it with his friends, the topic strays into personality over substance.
Informal debates that you have with your friends usually boil down to, in this election, not whether or not you agree with the policies of the candidates, but whether or not you like them as a person. And I just think that's ludicrous.
He says even though Trump can be, in his words, detestable, he'd vote for the real estate mogul if he could. But for 15-year-old Sophie Haxey, this election has become personal.
My boyfriend just went into the army, and I don't want Trump, someone that is asking about atomic bombs and things, and someone that can be riled by the simplest things and have absolutely no control in power of the army and being in command.
17-year-old Abby Jang says she's curious to see how a businessman like Trump would handle the job.
I kind of just try to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, even though his side has been very attacking, I guess, me and people like me personally, because he's just different and I want to see what would happen to this country.
Students raise their hand to offer a counter opinion. What strikes me is that nobody is chomping at the bit to be heard, and nobody sighs in frustration when they're not called. Inside the walls of Koss's class, the tone is different from the one seen on cable TV and between the candidates. It's, dare I say, civil. It's time to change classes. Some students leave, but about half stick around to talk more. Even though none of the students can vote, I take a quick poll to see where they stand. It's 4 for Trump, 7 for Clinton, and 3 undecided. After everyone leaves, I ask Koss how this election has changed his approach to teaching, if at all. He says this election is atypical, but that's made his job easier. The spectacle of it all has helped keep the students engaged.
I think they come to the table with a reaction to something, and then from that reaction, hopefully it turns into a teachable moment. On the Electoral College, the primary process, privacy, the role of government.
He tells me about how his students recently attended a forum on the presidential election that included high school and college students. They didn't come back angry or riled up about the issues. They came back surprised at the civility shown. For Koss, that gives him hope.
And it made me think about how this whole election process is socializing these kids. What will their expectations be in 2020? What would they be in 2018? Do they expect or will they want to see this type of behavior going forward?
While he's concerned about what could happen, Koss says watching his students in his classroom gives him faith that maybe the next generation will take the high road. David DeRoche, WNPR News.